There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard as we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino on tap today. Over the next 3 hours, we have Matt Eumanns in 45 minutes, a couple of bowl games that he likes, and maybe a couple of college basketball games tonight on the docket as well. Paul Stone, professional sports bettor in 90 minutes on the bowls for this week. Ross Tucker in an hour and 45 minutes. You want to talk about timing of having him on today with the Eagles situation and Johnny Avello from DraftKings in 2.5 hours. They got pounded Sunday in the late games because of what happened in the Raiders debacle against the Patriots. We'll ask him about that and much more coming up at that time. And Paul, going back to Ross Tucker here, that's what we're going to start with today. The Monday night game was kind of uneventful, although the kneel down there late and not able to get it to Christian Watson in the end zone was kind of big for some bettors. What happened yesterday was a reminder of how often the betting market knows before anybody else. I mean, the movement in that Eagles-Cowboys game was fascinating, and I can tell you how I found out about it. I'm watching Amal Shaw and Dave Ross later on in the day right here on VSiN, and they're kicking around how the number just moved to Cowboys -3. And it was a great conversation. And they're like, okay, at what point do we step in here and grab the Eagles +3? Because there's no way that this is going to last the entire time. And they're talking, you take Eagles money line. And then Dave Ross, host here in VSiN, threw out the question that, come on, I don't want to get silly here, but this game doesn't go to 3.5, does it? I'm like, no, it's not going to go. Within the same breath, that there's 3.5, it pops. And then you can't even say, like, slowly but surely it moved to 6 because it was like rapid fire. Bing, bing, there's a 4. Bam, there's a 4.5. It goes all the way to 6. And then it comes out a little bit later on, probably, what, an hour, 2 hours after this line movement? Oh, yeah, by the way, Hurts is injured.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
I know. I was on the app, and I saw 1.5 up to 3. I go, why is it 3?
Yep.
And then, bam, the news comes down. You're right. And Chris Andrews at the South Point had a good tweet about nothing but Cowboy money. I'm at 6 now, and I thought Hurts was a system quarterback. Yeah, right. What Hurts means to the team now and to the number, and we'll see how Minshew does as well. But it's you hate to see something like this, and I hope it's not serious, and I hope it's only a week. Right, and they're in a good position where they just need one more win, and they're gonna or a Cowboy loss figures. Well, Minnesota loss, I guess, and they're gonna get the one seed. So win one more game after this, the Saints at home and the Giants at home. Mm-hmm. But the kid can play. I mean, he has experience.
Well, Minshew's not awful.
No, you don't want anything serious to happen here with Hurts. And I guess the positive is he played well after the injury.
Yeah.
There's so many questions about. I think it's unfair to call out the coaching staff, but it was I can see a little bit of the criticism. Why does Sanders get 11 carries and Hurts has 17 against a god-awful team and a bad defense in a game like this late in the season?
Well, that move in particular was driving me nuts because of other reasons. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I couldn't believe the game plan on Sunday.
Yeah. All right. So, okay. I guess that's fair then.
But also, I think that Hurts is probably, he's such an amazing competitor that he's like, even if he was hurt, he's like, I'm not coming out. I'm not going to tell him I'm hurt. I'm not coming out of this game.
Well, as I understand it, it's how much can you tolerate the pain?
That's right. But how about the back and forth yesterday, the speculation of how long he might miss?
Oh, I know. My God. You can't have a collarbone. If it's a collarbone, yeah. If it's just a sprain, you're okay. But you don't want to call. Oh.
Yeah. No, if it's collarbone, I mean, that could be curtains on the season.
Yes.
Or, I mean, other people could stop me right there and say, well, Mitch, we just saw this with the Eagles 5 years ago when Wentz went out. He was going to be the MVP and they won the Super Bowl. Could they repeat that with Minshew? I don't know. I mean, it seems kind of unlikely, but it did back then as well. Here you go. Could be, if this is accurate, here is a doctor on Twitter, shoulder sprain, 10 to 14 days. So if they could somehow pull off the win this week against the Cowboys, you could just sit Hurts the rest of the year and they're going to be fine.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, we got a good tweet about that. If you win this game Saturday, you don't play till January 21st or 22nd.
You let him get 100% or as close to 100% that you can possibly allow, get him there.
Yeah, yeah. This would just be terrible. Because it will not be Foles part two. Just because of what he means. The running ability and how great he's been as a passer.
It's
devastating if he's out for the year.
So what do we do now with the MVP?
Yep.
Let's say that Hurts for a second here. If he misses the rest of the regular season, is he done? He can't win the MVP? That's what the market told us yesterday.
Yeah, I don't agree with the move.
Mahomes is too heavy of a favorite right now.
What if he misses one game or two games and they look like garbage Saturday? What if they lose 37-6 and they can't move the ball?
They knew nothing on offense.
Yeah.
That doesn't tell you right there his case. He needs to be. But I guess we don't have that without Mahomes this year, right? Like, because if Mahomes would miss and it would be the same thing, then you can come back and argue, well, look at the Chiefs without Mahomes.
Mm.
But I don't know. To me, it's like, I don't get it. I don't get the market at all. I don't think Mahomes should be minus 350 whatsoever. I've been telling you for 3 weeks, Joe Burrow, if wins out, I think he's going to have an unbelievable narrative because we're talking about wins late in the season over Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Tom Brady.
Yep.
Like that's a crazy market to look at right now. And I will go, you want to keep talking about this for a second. If the Eagles win this week with Minshew at quarterback, you can shut down coach of the year, I would think, right?
Now that's interesting.
Is Sirianni, does he have to be the guy?
Yeah.
You take Hurts away for one game, it's okay. They survive. That's the division. They're the one seed. Boom. Coach of the year, Sirianni.
Yeah. You might have something there. I like this email as well from Andrew in Miami, ftm@vsin.com. And I know we were talking to a couple people a month ago at the blackjack tournament who was an Eagle fan. He said the Eagles should rest everyone Saturday and then go for it against the Saints. Because if you somehow win Saturday, would you really rest people that long? And you don't want to sit people on him? He's saying go all out because you have the Saints. The Saints' first round pick goes to Philly.
Okay.
A win over the Saints. And then suddenly that's going to be a top five pick. You do damage to the Saints again. Then you wrap up the one seed, likely, and then you just sit everybody.
It's a great email.
I mean, that is. And then it's a unique situation where a team this good controls someone's first-round pick.
Yeah.
And it would really be a punch to the gut if they can hand the Saints another loss.
I love the thought process behind that. I know, like, old-school people are going to say, you can't do that, integrity of the league. You could absolutely treat this week as the bye week.
You can treat it as a preseason game.
Absolutely, you can.
You really could.
And then you come out, you take care of the Saints. That's a beautiful, it's well said.
Yeah.
Because if you do beat the Cowboys, he's spot on. That'll be, you can probably say that's week 17, week 18, and then the bye week, that's going to be, they're not going to play their starters for a month?
Yeah.
Come on, you can't do that.
Yeah. Good job, Andrew. And that's right. Yeah, well, you look right now where the pick would be. It'd be, ninth?
But ninth right now when you look at that draft order.
But they're underdogs in Cleveland. They'd be a big dog against Philly the following week.
Right.
So that could end up being a top five, top four pick when it's all said and done.
The unfortunate thing for the Eagles here is that the Saints have a couple wins here recently, don't they? Because that was a top five pick not that long ago.
Yeah.
And now it's slipped down a little bit to ninth overall. Fascinating. Now that's how you would approach it, right? Again, if you ask anybody, who wants to take a month off going into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what it would be.
Oh, yeah, too. I know, right. And then also you have three three teams who are lousy this year and they would have top 10 picks and a good quarterback draft, and they don't have the picks or good draft period.
Well, this
with what's happened. And the Rams lose one more game. They set the record for most losses for the defending champion.
I can't, based on this draft order, I can't tell you how excited I'm ready for next April.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to see what's going to happen here. Have we ever seen this before?
I can't imagine.
With all of that bedlam in the top 10?
No, I can't imagine.
And then imagine the Eagles win the Super Bowl, the Saints lose out, and they're picking fourth overall.
Yeah, right. That's another one.
Fascinating stuff, man. Mm-hmm. But what if that stuff doesn't happen that we just talked about? What if the Eagles do lose this week, and what if Hurts can't come back for another week after that? Then they lose to the Saints, and all of a sudden then? I mean, Dan Campbell's plus 175 to win Coach of the Year. People have brought this other name up now a lot to us.
Oh, my.
We've never mentioned it. Is there any? He's like third on the odds board now for Coach of the Year. Is there any way Shanahan can pull this off? If they win out with Brock Purdy.
No. Can't see it. Great coach, I know. But it's the 85 Bears defense.
Too much talent?
And there's too much talent, right? You can just dump it off to McCaffrey. You can use the running game. You have Kittle. You just see how many weapons they have, right?
Who wins?
It's a great story, but
Who wins the award if the Eagles lose out? I mean, just talking about every possible scenario now. If the Hurts injury here is, like, legit.
What does Detroit do?
I mean, it comes down to that. What do the Giants do?
This is crazy. Dan Campbell was 100-1 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
He's 2-1 now.
He was 8 or 9-1 on the air yesterday.
Yes, he was.
Now he's plus 175.
With that news. Oh, God. Yeah.
You wanted to rule out O'Connell yesterday. I have a tough time seeing O'Connell. I was just throwing you different scenarios at, you know, lobbing you up some softballs there. And you were smashing the baseball bat over my face.
Yeah, everyone thinks it's just luck, and they're not good. So,
man, I think
also have your team ready to play. It's 33-0 at home.
Dable?
I mean, that's...
How about if Dable beats him this week?
That's interesting, yes.
The Giants go to Minnesota and beat the Vikings.
I don't think there's much talent on that team at all. I think he's done a hell of a job.
Oh, you can't ignore that.
Absolutely.
No, right. But the whole news yesterday. And how about the Eagles twice now? This has happened to the Eagles twice in 5 years, Paul.
I know. Don't say it, though.
Well, no, you know what I'm saying.
I know. If this would happen again.
You cannot.
I hope it's not serious. It can't be serious.
Because you can't ignore what I'm about to say.
Right.
Wentz was going to win the MVP that year.
Yes, I know.
And he didn't.
Right. But I just, they can win a couple games with Minshew, regular season, but how many can he win in the playoffs? I don't know. Yeah. That's going to be difficult, but certainly the Foles thing surprised a lot of people, except Kenny White.
I don't have this. I don't know if you have it or not.
I don't have it either.
Okay.
Sorry.
A lot going on in the NFL. Yesterday was, I mean, that's how big that news was when we come in here on a Tuesday morning and we basically don't even bring up the Monday night result.
Yes.
Other than, you know, what happened late in the game and how it didn't go over the total. But yesterday was so big. Good God. And I can't wait to talk to Ross Tucker coming up in about an hour and a half here on the program. Up next, win some, lose some, and top five Tuesday along with that, the top five things that you cannot live without. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Lace them up at VSiN Pro, baby. VSiN Pro and VSiN.com. Check out our bowl betting coverage, picks, spreads, totals, every single bowl game. Two games today. And become a VSiN Pro subscriber for only $79. You get access to everything we do through the big dance, VSiN.com/subscribe. The pro tip, we do them every hour. You saw it with the Hurts news. It's trickle-down effect. You think about the upcoming game, but there's more to it that you saw with the Hurts news. You can bet Coach of the Year and the implications with that, MVP, adjusted win totals, and the impact that it had, not just Super Bowl value, and that week's games. And you saw the five-point move on the Cowboys. That's a pro tip. We do them every hour, every show. You can go to VSiN Pro and sort by sport and by show. Beast Mode, Matt Youmans joins us now. This contest is really heating up, and a great job you do every Friday night here with the Circus Sports Invitational. We have 3 weeks left. This leaderboard is tight.
You got that right. Another pro tip is if you see Paul Howard gambling at the Golden Gate,
yes,
hang around him because he's a winner. You know he's going to win. I saw you there Saturday night. I'll tell you what, Chris the Bear Fleek has been steady throughout this entire contest we do on Friday nights at Circa. And he is now the leader by virtue of the tiebreaker. He's got 45 points, 45-30 against the spread, 11-4 on his best bets. Doug Kazarian of ESPN, also with 45. He has got 8 points on the best bets. I think he's 7-6-2. But the Bear now is the leader by the tiebreaker. But it's so tight at the top of the leaderboard.
Man.
But behind the Bear and Doug, you have Chuck Edel right there. Joey Toons Fortuna, Randy McKay, James Salinas, Jeff Whitelaw. It's a traffic jam at the top of the leaderboard. This is going to be close. We got 3 weeks to go. Obviously, we go through the entire NFL schedule, Week 18, and then the College Football National Championship game on, I think, January 9th be the last game of the contest.
Look at the best bets so far. Falika on fire with his best bets. 11 points so far in that category. Mm-hmm. Not to take anything away from Toons, Whitelaw, or Lawrence. They have 9, but that's a great category to keep your eye on, too, Matt.
Yeah, we only use that for the tiebreaker purposes, but the Bear has been so good all the way through. He did lose his best bet this week on the Buccaneers, plus 3.5. And a lot of sharps are playing the Bucs, and they blew a 17-0 lead. But like you said, right now it looks like any one of 7 guys could win this contest.
Were you at the Raider game?
I was.
Oh, my God.
And there was only one thing I was really impressed by, and that was a few of the Raiderettes. But the the two teams on the field, there were 3 of the Raiderettes were incredible, let me tell you.
Yeah, I bet.
But the two teams on the field, very, very disappointing in a lot of different aspects. And I still have no idea what the Patriots are trying to accomplish offensively when you watch. Mac Jones, I think, passed for 112 yards. When the Patriots were successful running the ball, then they would get away from the run. The Raiders completely shut down offensively all the way through the third quarter until late in the game. Just sitting on the lead, they are a terrible second half team with the lead. But I tell you what, I've seen thousands of games like you guys. I've never seen a game end like that. That was just incredibly bizarre. And, you know, when you look at the Patriots this week, they're 3.5-point home dogs to the Bengals. And typically this is a spot where I'd like to back Belichick, but I don't think I can do it this week. I'm going to have to assess this throughout the week. But what I saw from the Patriots, again, it continues to be disturbing. And I'm not sure I can get behind the Patriots this week.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Typically, this is a spot where you want to come in and kind of buy low after something like that, Matt. But they're a total mess. And the Bengals are like the hottest team covering games in the entire league. They're a machine right now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so a couple of bowl games that you have your eyes on for this week. The Air Force game did open up They were plus seven for a minute against Baylor in the Armed Forces Bowl. Now down to four. Do you still like the Falcons here?
Well, yeah, I did bet the Falcons. Like you said, even a four, I could still recommend it. I think Air Force offensively leads the nation in time of possession. And I watched the Air Force San Diego State game at the end of the year. Brad Roberts had 187 yards rushing in that game. The Air Force defense picked off Jalen Maiden, the San Diego State quarterback, twice. But Air Force had 271 of its 285 yards on the ground. Zeke Daniels, the quarterback, attempted only two passes in that game. But the key, Air Force had 39 minutes time of possession. I think what this offense can do, and probably do against a Baylor team that hasn't been that great defensively either, is just control the flow of the game on the ground. And I think Air Force is good enough offensively and defensively. The defense allows 13.3 points a game. I don't think a lot of people realize how good Air Force is. Number one in yards allowed, 256 yards per game. Number three in scoring, 13.3. I do like Air Force in the dog roll and kind of a correlated play. The San Diego State team, so in the Hawaii Bowl and Christmas Eve, I've had a lot of success playing the dog in Honolulu games this year, so I'm going to stick with that and take the seven with Middle Tennessee. Chase Cunningham is a quarterback who's really kind of caught fire late in the season. He threw for 448 yards against FAU. He had five TDs in that game, threw for 279 against FIU. And this San Diego State offense is painful to watch sometimes. Like I said, 187 total yards against Air Force, 0 for 10 on third down conversions on third downs. And it's a very volatile San Diego State offense. You don't know what you're going to get from one game to the next, but I would not feel comfortable laying seven with the Aztecs, and I think you're better off taking the points on Christmas Eve with Middle Tennessee.
That is a bad job by the schedule makers, putting the two bowl games those days up against the NFL.
I would agree.
That's a bad job there. I spoke to you Saturday, as you mentioned, and you love college basketball, and you follow it closely, and you love watching it. Any plays you like in college hoops, and just general thoughts on the season so far? Now we're getting close to conference play.
Yeah, one team I bet against on Saturday before I saw you, I bet Houston at Virginia. I thought it was a good spot for Houston to bounce back, and I've got Houston rated better than Virginia anyway. But I am going to play Virginia here. Now, I've got five or six games I kind of like today. Nothing I love. These are kind of fringe plays, but I'm playing Virginia minus two at Miami, and I think this is going to be a tough one. But it's a typical Tony Bennett team here. Allows 59 points per game. Really good defensively, much better than Miami defensively. And the Hurricanes are 11-2 right now, 2-0 in the ACC. But I think it's a good bounce-back spot for the Cavs. That Houston team that went to Virginia and won over the weekend is really, really good. So you don't want to discount Virginia much off that loss. I was not surprised by that. And, you know, I did talk to you guys before the season. I got a future on Oregon at 60-1. And, again, that looks like a dead ticket. The Ducks have been really, really disappointing to me, and I thought Dana Altman would get this thing turned around sooner than he has, but Oregon 7-5 right now, beat UC Riverside by 6 last week. I'm taking the points with Utah Valley tonight. Right now at Circus Sports, you can get 13 with the Wolverines. They've actually won 5 in a row, and they beat BYU 75-60 in Provo on December 7th. They've got three guards, Justin Harmon, Trey Woodbury, and Latre Darthand, who are double-digit scorers and all shoot better than 34% from three. And they've also got a seven-footer, a sophomore, Aziz Bandango, a seven-footer from Senegal, who shoots 70% from the field. And you got to have size on the front line to match up with the Ducks. So I'm going to play Utah Valley plus 13 in that one.
Very cool. You can follow Matt on Twitter. He's at MattHumans247. The Friday night show has been awesome. You got to check that out. The replays on Saturday here on the network. You can find it at VSiN.com as well. Quickly, Matt, we talked about five things that we cannot live without earlier this hour.
Mm-hmm.
What would you have number one? Would you have internet number one? Would you have fast food? How would you look at the rankings there at the top for you?
Fast food would be number one. If there were no fast food, I'd be dead. I wouldn't even be here because I can't cook. So I'm not sure how I'd eat. Fast food number one, and I think a cell phone's got to be number two. That's got to be high on your list, right?
I had it on there.
Yeah, Paul had it on his list.
Yeah.
I think I could live with that. If I just give me internet, I'm okay. I don't need to talk to anybody, Matt.
I agree with that.
Yeah. I don't see you as a guy who makes phone calls all day. Hey,
how you doing?
Hey, Brad, how are you?
No. I tell you what, text messaging is one of the greatest things to happen in our lifetime, too.
100%.
Yeah. 100%. I agree with that.
Yeah. All right, pal. Best of luck this week.
Okay, you bet. Thanks.
Yeah, maybe that's what I can't live without, the texting rather than the phone calls.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
And he went 2-0 with those playing against Dallas and Philly there with the look-ahead spot.
He did.
That worked out. Yeah. Certainly Dallas can't blow a 17-point lead. Ridiculous.
Still, by the way, still betting Air Force at +4.
Yeah.
Paul Stone's going to come on in about 35 minutes. I wonder what his angle is on that game.
God, is that stupid. Why are they playing a game against Jets-Jags? It's a bowl game.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it because they have to stuff so many games in at
certain
dates?
It's the only game that day, though.
But also, bowls get committed to these dates.
Put it at
2
o'clock or something. Yeah, don't do that.
How about the Hawaii Bowls on, what, Christmas Eve?
It's the same time as Raiders-Steelers.
Raiders-Steelers.
With the Immaculate Reception anniversary. Yeah, come on.
Week 16 line moves NFL up next. Of course, the Cowboys-Eagles game. And you have to love potential weather games this time of year. Totals drop like crazy.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Log into BetRivers every single game day. Receive a bet on behalf of BetRivers when you place a wager of at least $25. BetRivers has the latest odds, lines, and boosts to create the perfect college game day experience. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app today to get in on the action. At BetRivers, it's a whole new game.
All right, let's hit some bowl games here as professional sports bettor and college football handicapper Paul Stone joins the program now. He's on Twitter at Paul Stone Sports. His podcast is called the Paul Stone Sports Podcast. Good morning, sir. Thanks for the time as always. Let's begin with the game. It's not played until Thursday. It'll be at 6:30 p.m. local time in your neck of the woods, Fort Worth. What can you tell us about this game overall, where the point spread is sitting compared to where it opened up? And about the total here now, Paul, sitting 43, 43 and a half, 44 after it opened up 47.
Yeah, Baylor, as you said, favored by 4 with a total of 43 and a half against Air Force in Fort Worth in the Armed Forces Bowl on Thursday night. And that Arctic front that many of the listeners have probably heard about, it's going to sweep down into North Texas there in Fort Worth. The forecast Thursday night calls for a low of 11 degrees, winds 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Sounds a lot more like Colorado Springs weather to me than Waco, Texas weather. Going to be brutal conditions. You know, it essentially, in my mind, negates the passing game, which obviously impacts Baylor more than Air Force. Baylor, you look at where they stand coming into this game, perhaps from a collective team psyche viewpoint, if you will. They won the Big 12 last year. They played in the New Year's Six Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, and I'm sure they're excited at some level to play in the Armed Forces Bowl, but they're playing a non-Power 5 team. They're playing a unique option offense, and since the end of the regular season, Dave Aranda has fired both his defensive coordinator and his safeties coach. I don't think that bodes well preparing for this Air Force option attack. Service academies, they perform well in bowl games over the past decade, 13-3 against the spread, and that includes covering 5 of 6 as an underdog. Also, since 2014, Air Force individually 19-9 against the spread as an underdog. And this is a little bit of a unique spot or a unique stat for Air Force coming into this game. This is the first time the Falcons have been the betting underdog all year. They were favored in all 12 of their regular season games. And Matt, I heard him a little bit earlier today on the show, mentioned Brad Roberts, the Air Force fullback, my favorite football player in all of college football, just a bruising, old-style, you know, fullback, 1,600 yards rushing this season. He's carried the ball 114 times the last 4 games. That's almost 34 carries a game. He's going to tote it more than 35 times against Baylor. I think it means more to Air Force. I think the conditions favor Air Force. I like Air Force still at +4 over Baylor.
Okay, very good. Paul, what is your philosophy when it comes to, you know, if you like an underdog plus the points like you do here with Air Force, betting them or sprinkling some money, and what percentage of that would that be on the money line compared to taking the +4 points during the bowl season versus betting a team like this, both money line and with the points in the regular season?
Yeah, I think, and I don't have the number. I do have some numbers to support what I'm going to convey here. But as far as supporting numbers, I don't have anything to support this necessarily, but I think most people would agree that underdogs that cover win the game outright at a higher rate during bowl games than the regular season. And I think a lot of that just centers around the fact that teams enter these bowl games with different levels of interest, with different levels of buying into the game. Looking at last year, by my count, 12 underdogs won their bowl game outright. A few of those, you know, were small dogs, you know, getting less than a field goal. But get this, of those 12 that won their games outright last year as a betting underdog, 8 of those straight-up winners were catching 6.5 points or more. So, you know, that's a pretty good payoff on the money line. You know, you might go 75% on the spread, 25% on the money line. If you're a little more daring, you might go 50-50. So I think there's some value taking the dogs during the bowl season, not only against the spread if you like the underdog, but if you do take that underdog, consider putting a portion of your bet also on the money line because they have a high percentage of also winning the game outright.
How about the late game tonight with Liberty and Toledo? Your thoughts on side or total here? Maybe it opened I think 1 up to 5 and then came back down with Toledo being the favorite. Liberty won at Arkansas, and then the Hugh Freeze rumors started, and they were laying double digits to Va Tech, lost. They were laying 14 to UConn, lost. They were laying 24 to New Mexico State and lost. So they come limping in with the interim coach. How do you see this one?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to get a feel. Like you said, they're on that winning streak, coming off victories over BYU and Arkansas, and lose those three games outright, all as double-digit favorites. So they do come in on a downer. I played the total at under 54 a few days ago because of the rain forecast tonight in Boca Raton. It's been 100% chance of rain for this game at tonight for several days. And right now, looking at the hourly forecast, it's not quite as high. It's down to that game starts at 7:30 Eastern, I believe, and the current forecast shows like 66 to 84% chance of rain during the game. So it's not automatic. You know, I would advise people to keep an eye on that hourly forecast in Boca Raton during the game hours tonight. And if you see and feel comfortable that it's probably going to be raining, you know, I could still recommend an under at 53. But on a side, I'm going to avoid that one. You just never know how these teams, after a few weeks off, are going to respond. And Liberty might, you know, they might come up with a big effort, but I wouldn't count on it, nor do I want to lay the points. So I would just look at the rain forecast and perhaps play the total if it's going to be raining.
Okay, fair enough. Paul Stone, our guest, professional sports bettor, college football handicapper here, and Follow the Money. It's Visa and the Sports Betting Network. How about the Hawaii Bowl on Christmas Eve? This is at 8 p.m. Eastern time. I have an opener here of San Diego State 3.5 with a total of 47.5, and now the Aztecs lane 7. There are some 6.5s out there, but the total ballooned up to 49.5. Your thoughts here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's no secret, Mitch, in recent years that the Aztecs have played really solid defense. And at the same time, you know, they've been fairly pedestrian on offense. This year, San Diego State defense, you know, perhaps just a notch below its stop units of recent years, but they're still, you know, awfully good. So if you look at how the Aztecs have played with a total of 47, a closing total of 47 or higher, I looked at since the start of 2018 with a closing total of 47 or higher, the Aztecs 20-4 to the under. And that includes 4-0 to the under this season. You know, Middle Tennessee got a pretty good offense with Cunningham at quarterback, not a great defense, but it's just hard to ignore that kind of stat. San Diego State, again, a defensive-minded club. You can get 49.5. I recommend taking San Diego State in the middle under 49.5 in the bowl game on Christmas Eve.
Okay, very cool. And finally here, college basketball. You're on a play tonight. You made the case for Air Force and college football, but you're going to be fading the basketball team tonight. Is that correct?
Yeah, they're going to be going into Greeley, Colorado to play Northern Colorado of the Big Sky Conference. certainly a big game for the Northern Colorado Bears. You look at this Air Force team. First of all, they're getting the game opened at 1 last night. I played Northern Colorado -1 on the opener, but still liked them at -2. You've got Northern Colorado with a losing record of 5-6 at the present, favored over Air Force, which is 8-4 coming into this game. Air Force, though, they played two true road games this year, lost by 4 at both Bowling Green and Portland State. So the Falcons far better at home. The Northern Colorado Bears, they're returning home after playing 4 straight on the road, and that road trip included an 88-83 victory at Colorado State. So a pretty good win for Northern Colorado there. They were within 5 also on that road trip, within 5 points of a pretty solid Colorado team on the road just a couple of days ago in Boulder. Ultimately lost that game by 11. But I like Northern Colorado in a big game from their perspective to beat Air Force by more than 2 tonight in Greeley.
Excellent. Follow him on Twitter. He's at Paul Stone Sports. The name of his podcast is the Paul Stone Sports Podcast. Best of luck this week, sir. Thanks for the time.
Same to you guys. Have a great week.
Happy holidays, sir.
Yep. 2 guests so far today. Both Paul and Matt Eumanns like Air Force +4 against Baylor. That weather, the breakdown there in the weather, too. Oof, boy. Hence the drop from where it was 47 to sitting at 43. You like anything today?
Based on what's happened with Liberty here, I mean, I don't trust Candle, Toledo's coach. I mean, this guy's blows more games when he's laying 6 or 7 here. But I know it's a little bit lower than that. But
right, right.
I would lean Toledo though, based on how. I mean, that's hideous. That is ugly.
Oh boy, you
New
just
Mexico
ran it down.
State, UConn. You're late. 24-point favorite, 14-point favorite, 11-point favorite. You lose all of them.
Well, and against New Mexico, right? They got blown out against New Mexico State.
Yeah,
as a 24-point favorite. I don't know. So I mean, it was
legs are packed. You, it's like let's get out of here.
So how about that though? It reached 4.5, 5 yesterday, and buyback then on Liberty to break, you know, put it down to where it's at right now at 3.5.
Yeah.
And San Jose State's laying 3.5 or 4 today as well against Eastern Michigan.
Plus, it's hard to back a MAC school in bowl games, too. They've been bad. Toledo's lost 4 bowls in a row. And it's
yep. Up next, we have an update from Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni on quarterback Jalen Hurts. We'll tell you what he said today coming up. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Lace them up. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Gear up. College Bowl season. Log in every single day and receive a bet on behalf of Bet Rivers when you place a wager of at least $25. Bet Rivers has all the latest odds, lines, and boosts to create the perfect college game day experience. Great house specials. Great props, dynamite menu. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app today to get in on the action. At BetRivers, it's a whole new game. Eagles, Minshew, Hurts, MVP, game plan, futures, Nick Sirianni moments ago on WIP Radio in Philadelphia on Hurts.
Yeah, you know, he sprained his shoulder. You guys heard that part of it. Obviously, he sprained his shoulder. He's attacking his rehab right now. We'll see what happens this week. We'll see, and you know, it's not something we've deemed to be long term. But we'll see how it goes out this week and see what happens this week and if he'll be able to go out with Dallas.
Nick.
Okay, not something they deem long term. And so Dave Zangaro joins the program now. He covers the Eagles for NBC in Philadelphia. Dave, thanks so much for the time here on short notice today. And in a pinch, we appreciate that. What was your takeaway from Sirianni earlier today saying that? I know it's vague. It's tough to get a read on, but what do you think that means? They don't deem it long term.
Yeah, I mean, what I've been told about the injury is that kind of a similar thing. It's something that could keep him out for a week or two, but he'll be back for the playoffs. The Eagles are already in the playoffs, and they need to win one of these last three to clinch the number one seed in the NFC. So there's a chance we don't see Jalen Hurts until the playoffs. If Gardner Minshew goes out there on Saturday and helps the Eagles beat the Cowboys, they would lock up the number one seed, and then they'd probably rest most of their starters the next two games and get ready for the playoffs. So that's the good news. They're in a pretty good spot mathematically right now. So you never want to see the starting quarterback get hurt, but it's not a super long-term injury. It's not a season ender, and we'll see him again this year.
What's your level of confidence in Minshew, and how much does the game plan change in the offense?
Yeah, I mean, the game plan will have to change because Minshew isn't Jalen Hurts. We know that. Jalen Hurts has a unique skill set that they utilize quite a bit, but Minshew is a top backup in this league. I think he could start for some teams around the league. So he's you know, a high caliber backup, a low caliber starter. So you can win games with him. He came in last year and won a huge game for the Eagles. Now that was against the Jets, but he came in last year when Jalen injured his ankle, and that was a big game for the Eagles. It helped them get back into the playoff picture, and then ultimately Jalen came back and won three in a row, and the Eagles made the playoffs. But Minshew is a good player. I mean, I think they have to feel pretty confident in him, and there were a lot of people wondering if they would trade Gardner for a trade chip at some point in the offseason or even leading up to the trade deadline, but this is why they kept him, for a moment like this. So it ends up, it might work out for them.
So where are you at if the team loses to Dallas this week? And I know that it's very early to react to this, Dave, but would there be a situation where the team and Sirianni would have to have the conversation with Jalen, like, hey, I mean, even if you're not 100%, we kind of need you against the Saints because we can't afford to give you another week off. If we lose the Saints, then it all might come down to the game against the Giants in the final week of the season.
Yeah, I mean, it's also possible the Eagles could lose out and and still end up as the number one seed. It'd be unlikely. They'd have to have losses from the Cowboys, Niners, and Vikings. But I don't think they're going to put Jalen in harm's way. You know, they want to win, obviously, but if he's not healthy, they're not going to put him out there and risk further injury and possibly ruin the season because you're still in the playoffs. And I think they'd have a high level of confidence that Gardner Minshew could beat either the Saints or the Giants. And it kind of sets up an interesting scenario because
the Eagles have
the Saints first round pick in the next draft. So, I mean, in some ways, it might work out that they have to beat the Saints and it could help them on two fronts.
Right, right. And you sit people and you let the Giants get in the playoffs week 18, and then maybe you pound them in the playoffs too if they can pull an upset as well. If he misses multiple games, can you kiss the MVP goodbye?
Yeah, I think so. It's, you know, he was certainly in the race. He was, I thought, had a really good chance to win it, but Mahomes is probably going to set a record for passing yards. So
yes,
it's tough to overlook that if voters are looking at that when they're casting their ballots. It's unfortunate for Hurts. This is the second time that an Eagles quarterback in the last 6 years, an Eagles quarterback loses out on an MVP because of a late season injury. The good news is that this one isn't going to end this season.
So the fan base is furious. But it's also football people and people who cover the sport. What do you think of Monday morning quarterback that upset with the game plan. Hurts had 17 carries. Sanders had 11. He didn't have a touch in the first quarter, considering the game he was off of against the Chicago defense.
Yeah, I think some of the criticism is warranted. You know, you have a really good running back, and they don't all have to be zone reads. You can just call a handoff to him and try to get him into rhythm. But the zone read has been a really effective play for them this year, and Jalen runs it really well. Now, I think my criticism of it was the Bears were clearly keying in on it, and they were really putting a lot of hits on Hurts early in that game, and you're wondering how he would hold up. So I don't think they adjusted in this game. But as far as the game plan itself, I mean, you're always going to have this balance with a player like Jalen Hurts, because you want to take advantage of his athletic abilities. You want to take advantage of what he does so well, but you have to try to minimize the hits, and there's no perfect answer. And in a game where he gets hurt, the next day we're going to talk about it, and it's going to come back into the spotlight a little bit. There's no right answer. 17 carries looks like a lot, but if you start breaking it down, like, how many is it really? Because there's some QB sneaks in there. The victory formation,
yeah, right,
the end
right.
count
yeah.
toward those. So you really have to kind of cut it down to, all right, well, what were these carries? My criticism of it was they didn't change it when he was getting hurt during the game, or when he was getting hit during the game. So that was the problem I saw. But it's something that is never going to go away when your quarterback is Jalen Hurts, because you're always going to try to figure out how to maximize his skill set with limiting the injury risk, and that's really hard to do.
Yeah. So, Dave, yesterday morning before this news came out, Hurts was the odds-on favorite to win the MVP. He was in the 150 neighborhood. After the news, he dropped down to plus 550 or 6-1. In that ballpark, Mahomes is now like minus 350-ish. But also, there's another award here where Nick Sirianni has been odds-on to win the Coach of the Year for many, many weeks. Well, now there was a major shift yesterday. Dave Campbell for the Lions went, he was 100-1 a couple of weeks ago, dropped down to like 8 or 9 to 1 yesterday, and is now the second shot on the board at, you know, 2-1 in that neighborhood, maybe even a little bit less than that. Do you think Sirianni could be in jeopardy of maybe losing out on the Coach of the Year award?
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, if the Lions get into the playoffs, it's hard to overlook what Campbell's done with that team. But the Eagles have been so consistent all year. I think Sirianni probably deserves it. They've had such a boost in their record. And the fact that we're talking about them possibly clinching the number one seed in the third to last game of the year tells you how well they've played all season. And for the most part, he's done everything really well all year. So I still think he should be the front runner for that. But I mean, if the Lions make the playoffs, that's an impressive run that's going to be hard to overlook.
Yeah, that I'll give you another one, too. How about another guy in his own division? And let's say the Eagles, you know, get the one seed. They're 15-2 for the sake of this segment. But the Giants finish with two more wins, and their final record is, let's say, 10-6-1. And Daboll takes that team to the playoffs. That is a massive turnaround from where that team has been in recent years. Do you think Daboll has a case?
I thought so earlier in the year when the Giants were really hot. It feels like it's leveled off a little bit. Now, if they finish hot and make the playoffs, I guess that's back on the table. But I kind of feel like his moment to win that award passed a while ago, which is kind of strange because they got off to such a hard start, and you're thinking, what were they, 7-1? And you're thinking, okay, I mean, this is impressive. They've come back to earth since then. He has an outside shot, but it kind of feels like he might have missed his chance.
Dave Zangaro covers the Eagles for NBC Sports in Philadelphia. You can follow him on Twitter. He is at DZangaroNBCS. Thank you so much for the time today in a pinch like that, Dave. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. Take care.
Yep. Thank you. Okay, so Campbell could be alive to win Coach of the Year. He doesn't think Dable, but potentially. I mean, if they do make the playoffs, you might not be able to ignore him. And he's pretty much like, no hesitation. Yeah, if he doesn't play, Hurts not winning the MVP, which probably
well,
not going to happen.
You also have to factor this in. Detroit has been a factory of sadness. And if you can go 1-6 and get in the playoffs,
yeah.
I mean, that's
people
an incredible accomplishment.
Oh, absolutely. They loved it. People loved Dan Campbell.
Can you imagine to start the playoffs? I think the game could be on my birthday. Lions at Minnesota. How good is that game? How good is that story, right?
Well, you'd want to...
Oh, God. And the point spread, too. I mean, they're at home. They're laying three against the Giants.
What do you think the Vikings are in that game?
Oh, God.
Pick them?
Were they just getting 2.5? What was the line?
One and a half?
It
was in Detroit.
1.5, yeah. And they got buried.
Yep.
Oh, to be well. Plus, Detroit would be on that sick winning streak too.
Yeah,
assuming that.
You know who I feel bad for? I don't have a slice of this at all. The people who were betting Hurts MVP back in May, June, and July.
Oh, I know.
At 40, 45, 50-1.
Killer.
You got had it.
It was
right
an
there.
Avalanche. You're right. It was an avalanche on the East Coast. Those tickets. Those are big tickets. That's a huge liability.
Johnny Avello in 20 minutes from DraftKings. Oh, I'm pretty sure that they were going to take a pounding on Hurts MVP tickets. We'll ask him about that coming up at that time. We'll run down what happened last night, sports betting wise. We'll recap the action in Win Some, Lose Some. That's coming up next year on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
VSiN is the gift that keeps on giving. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber for only $79. Get access to everything we do through the Big Dance. Sign up today. You'll receive $20 to buy hats, shirts, mugs, and other great gear at our online store. Only VSiN Pro subscribers get access to our daily recap of the top plays made by every host and guest, the betting splits, the deep dive betting reports. Limited time offer, so sign up now for a great holiday gift. VSiN Pro Access. End of the madness. VSiN.com/subscribe.
Johnny Avello joins the program now from DraftKings Sportsbook. A lot to talk about with him this morning. Johnny, thanks for the time as always. Can you take us through Sunday and what it was like? The results early, I'm guessing, were really, really good. But then, based on what happened at the very end of the Raiders-Patriots game and all those favorites coming in the afternoon window, how'd that swing, and why'd you lose seven figures eventually on those late games?
Yeah, we had a great morning for sure, and then in the afternoon, everything fell apart. The worst game in the afternoon for us was the Bengal game. You know, it seemed like every bet was on the Bengals. So the Bengals turning that thing around, being down, a significant amount of points, that was the worst one. The other one that the Chargers wasn't a good one either, but the one that also dinged us wasn't a worse loss, but it certainly, it was a parlay that hit. Saturday, one of our customers had the Vikings +7-1. This is a in-game parlay so the Vikings 7-1 to win the game. The Dolphins +7 points. That they were both on Saturday. Browns -150 on the money line. Jags +4, and then the Raiders money line, 31,000 to win 2.8 million. So, that was an insult to injury. So that one came in also. So yeah, overall, we got crushed. We just gave away everything that we made in the morning.
You were as high as 40-1 on the Vikings. Is that it?
Yeah, halftime.
Oh my God! Can you believe that? And how many people? Two questions on that. How many people jumped in and said, hey, I'll put $5, $10 on it? And then how many bridge jumpers did you see say, oh, this is free money, I'm going to lay it with the Colts, bet a lot to win a little?
You know, at 40-1, there wasn't – went back and looked, there were a couple of small bets, nothing significant there. But there were a lot of bets when they started to make that run to come back when you felt they did have a chance. I mean, Paulie, really? Are you interested in a team that's down that much? It just doesn't seem like it's even possible.
Not at that point,
I've only seen this. Yeah, I've only seen it once in my lifetime, and that was that Buffalo-Houston game back many years ago.
Right. But once they cut it to 22 and then scored fast, and then it's 15, and they got the ball back, and thinking this is going to happen now because Indy went to bed.
Yeah, you know, at that point, you feel they have a chance.
Yes.
You know, you're not sure they're going to get there all the way, but at least you feel they have a chance at that point.
Okay. Can you go back to yesterday then, Johnny, and take us through the line movement here and what you guys were seeing on the Cowboys as that number moved from where it was around 1.5 all the way up to 3, and then there was no stopping it. Beyond the key number of 3 to 3.5, and even beyond where it's sitting right now, were you guys just getting peppered there for that window of time, and you couldn't stop the Cowboy money?
Yeah, there were a few bets, but, you know, we also were aware that something's going on. So, you know, 1.5 was the opener. There were some bets there up to 3. And then, of course, so a couple of these points jumped without any bets because of, you know, who the quarterback is. I mean, Gardner Minshew's not bad, but Jalen Hurts is a runner. And Dallas' rushing game is pretty terrible. So that's the difference in between him and Minshew. I think Minshew is serviceable, but, you know, there's a big difference between the way the two guys play.
Yeah, no doubt. So then let's assume here again that Hurts is going to miss maybe a couple of weeks here, and that could then potentially just derail his MVP futures for sure. I know that you guys were, taking MVP tickets on him all the way back to, probably April, May, June, certainly throughout the entire summertime. Was he – did bettors – at DraftKings, did they build up the biggest liability on Jalen Hurts? Was anybody even close to that? And what's the potential swing here that we're talking about if he doesn't win?
Well, going into yesterday, he was about a 2 to -250 favorite. And now on our app, he's +550. And the reason is that he's, if he doesn't play, I think missing a game hurts a lot because the guys right behind him, you know, the Mahomes and the Burrows and the Allens are all going to play. So he is now +550, and now you got Mahomes the favorite at -350. He is a big liability for us. Nobody's even close. Couple of guys have liability too, but they're just not going to get there, like Tua T and a few other guys down in the pack. But he's been bet all season long, and he's performed every week. So certainly in the hunt, and I mean, he may give it a go this week, guys. You know, he may try to play. I wouldn't play if I was him. I mean, the Philly has this thing locked up. So, you know, why jeopardize him?
How much do they beat you up if the Eagles win the Super Bowl?
Not in too bad a shape with the Eagles. We're in worse shape on teams that were much higher odds that have a chance, the Lions, the Jets, the Chargers, the Giants, and the Raiders. Those are the type of teams we have liability on. Everybody else, we seem to be in some pretty good shape.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So year round, your menu is obviously as big as it gets at DraftKings. Paulie asked you something I think during the break that's good question, because we have games coming up, a full slate on Christmas Eve, and then, you know, a big slate on Christmas Day as well. Do you think you're going to be impacted at all by that? Like, are people more like, it's time to spend, you know, a little bit of time, a couple hours with the family, take it easy from the sports betting, or is it just, it doesn't matter when it falls and when the games are played, you're going to get peppered the entire time?
I just think we're, you know, our handle has been great all year, every single week. Monday nights, Thursday nights, Saturdays, it doesn't matter. So I would expect more of the same this week. So I'm not expecting a drop off. Maybe, you know, could be a little bit, but I just think the NFL has been very popular on our network. We'll continue to be the same for this coming Saturday. So, and you know, the games aren't the greatest, some of them, but still it's the NFL.
It was perfect timing and leading into the NFL game Sunday. How big, what can you compare the handle to with Argentina-France?
Usually a Monday night game or a Sunday night game is usually our biggest handle because they're isolated games. And the World Cup was equivalent to one of those type of games. So it was huge. Not only the final guys, but every single game throughout the entire tournament. So, that was a good part of the day. We started off with a win in that game. So that got us off on the right foot. Mm-hmm. But, you know, everything went south in the afternoon. But World Cup is, we have a big soccer betting group on our network. And, you know, because we book soccer from around the world. So no complaints on the World Cup. It was great.
Johnny, if the USA ever makes a deep run on the men's side, let's say, you know, to the Final Four, the semifinals, how ugly of a result would that be? Because, I mean, you can't stop the money. I mean, people are just going to bet it no matter what the numbers are.
Yeah, we'll have to close for a few days and then figure out, you know, where we're going to get some of the extra money. But, yeah, they were a huge loss for us this year, and they will be the next time it comes around, and they may be a better team. Yeah. They were actually a pretty good team. They played well. Could they get there? It's always possible, guys. The problem is, when you get down to the finals and semifinals, you meet the best. And you just have to be really good at that point. And, you know, they're just not there yet. Will they be there in 4 years? I hope so, but we'll see.
Did you get beat up pretty good Saturday in the Bolts, or was it kind of lost because we had a triple header in the NFL? Because those Bolt teams, the big line moves for the most part got there with the favorites.
No, we didn't. You know, one thing about our network is some of those favorites, you know, winning, that puts us in a good spot at times. We have a lot of underdog play on the money line. So, no, we didn't get hurt by any of those games.
All right, Johnny. Thanks for the time today. Great perspective. We appreciate that.
You're welcome, guys. Have a good day.
Right. Yep. Happy holidays.
We're going to need pictures of the dessert coming up. Holidays. Oh, that's right. The cheesecake.
That's right.
Get those ready, Johnny.
Dustin, we got to remind him of that.
Yeah.
Didn't he have like 8 cheesecakes last year?
That was
the whole table.
Was it Thanksgiving or Christmas? It was incredible. I've never seen anything like it. The menu, the selection.
What's the best piece of dessert you've had in the last couple of weeks? Because you eat it frequently. Nothing stands out?
Probably the Reese's Pieces peanut chocolate cake type thing that they had. Yeah. I've had that. Top of the line.
When you go through a drive-thru, how often are you getting dessert?
Not that much. I get the sundae at Freddy's. Awesome.
Okay.
Very good. Big sundae. McDonald's, I mean, the chocolate shake, that doesn't count.
Apple pie?
I hate pie.
Even the McDonald's one?
Can't stand it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Get it away from me. Also, it's a hazard. You could burn your mouth.
It can be
very
hot.
You know how hot it's coming out, right?
Yeah. Piping hot, usually.
Yep.
There's no slowing it down.
A lot of times, I just go to the store here. I get a Kit Kat, Twix, call it good. I mean, I'm set. You know, don't sleep on the Butterfinger.
No.
Don't worry about the 100 grand. And again, Walgreens on a nice run. You can get whatchamacallit, 2 for $1.
There you go. Can't go wrong with that.
No.
We'll run down in-pocket plays coming up next year and follow the money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.